Day 291, or October the 18th. We are all equally different. Our thoughts today come from Luke chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. And also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had come out. Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. And now the big picture surrounding these verses. Today we reach the end of the main Galilean ministry of Jesus, as most of his life after this will be in the south, where he is finally crucified outside the walls of the city of Jerusalem, as his ministry comes to an end after more than 3 years. These couple of chapters contain some of the most poignant events in Jesus' life. They include many parables, the stilling of the sea during a storm, pigs sent diving into the Sea of Galilee, Jairus' daughter raised from the dead, 5,000 men plus women and children fed, and the transfiguration with Moses and Elijah, all in just 2 chapters, plus much more in between these key milestones. Luke has researched well and lays these events out for us in date order. And now today's action step. It's significant that Jesus had a lot of support from women during his earthly ministry, as our verses for today show. They were great supporters out of their own pockets. Without material support like this from these women, the ministry of Jesus could have been severely hampered. The society of his day was so male-dominated that this sort of input must have more than raised a few eyebrows. However, in the 21st century, it's not just men versus women, it can be young versus old, or educated versus self-taught, or black versus white. We need to see situations through God's eyes rather than ours, and recognize people's abilities rather than their limitations. Don't struggle trying to get God to use people you approve of. Just trust his judgment.